Hello, everybody. This is Mark Trinkle, president of Anthony Cole Training Group, with your weekly edition of our Sales Brew. And this week, it's all about telling stories. Now that my daughter has reached her teen years, our daughter-dad relationship has changed quite dramatically. Yes, I knew it was coming. Yes, I wish I could go back and get back some of that time again when she thought I was more of a superhero than a super dork. And yes, I was not exactly prepared for the drama that surrounds teenage girls. But I digress. One of my fondest memories of her toddler years was her request at bedtime that I tell her a story. Some of them I read to her, but the ones that she loved the most were the ones that I made up. Those stories captivated her attention and, on occasion, actually made her fall off to sleep. You know, the same thing happens with salespeople and with prospects when sales stories are told. One of the most powerful advantages to storytelling is that stories provide what Peter Guber described as emotional transportation. Stories captivate attention. Stories, when properly told, are capable of moving prospects from their current state to a preferred state further down the road. Perhaps you've heard it said that if you're telling, then you ain't selling. But of course, we know at Anthony Cole Training Group that telling is the default mode for many salespeople. I still remember the immortal words of Walt Gerano, one of our fine sales coaches here in our organization. Walt once said that weak salespeople prefer to tell what strong salespeople prefer to ask. He was speaking, of course, of the supreme importance of asking questions, not just any question, but fierce questions, questions that are courageous and direct, questions that help the salesperson paint a story instead of data dumping a bunch of irrelevant facts. So think about that the next time you go on a sales call. What kind of sales story could you tell? Thanks for listening. Now go sell like a champion today. Remember, if you huff and you puff, you can blow the house down.